right, everyone, and welcome back to the D-Lloyd NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and today is Thursday, October 18th. We had a grand total of 11 games last night. Yes, 11 NBA games, as I call it, the real tip-off of the NBA when everybody pretty much gets into action. But we're going to go ahead and start with the biggest shock of all the games, and that was the New Orleans Pelicans traveling to Houston, and they came away with not just a victory, a very convincing win. They end up winning this ball game 131-112. Yes, the New Orleans Pelicans went to Houston and dominated the Houston Rockets, and it was shocking. The front court absolutely amazing for New Orleans. We knew this going in, though. We knew Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis, one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA right now. He played like it, 32 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 blocks, 3 steals on 13 of 21 shooting. He had a very, very efficient game. No 3-pointers for him, but somebody who was knocking down threes was his front court mate, Nikolai Mirotić. He had 30 points last night, contributed 10 rebounds, had 3 assists, and was 6 for 8. From the three-point line. He started off the game 5 for 5 from three. He was absolutely lighting it up, stretching the court, grabbing rebounds, doing everything that you want. And then coming off of the bench, who else was helping out? The other front court mate, Julius Randle, fresh from L.A., 25 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and he knocked down 2 three-pointers as well. The front court, absolutely amazing. But we knew this going in. Our issue with the Pelicans was, how was the backcourt going to be able to help, if at all? Would they be able to help them out? Well, you look at the two guards. You had Jrue Holiday. You had Elfrid Payton. They had both had 10 points. Jrue Holiday had 8 assists. Elfrid Payton had 10 assists. They played okay. They struggled from threes. None of them made a three-point shot in this game. Didn't really have a huge impact. Etuan Moore, however, had 21 points. Knocked down a three. He was the guy who essentially stepped up, but that was really it. Besides Julius Randle coming off the bench, giving you 25, Solomon Hill had 3 points. No other player on the bench had any points at all. That includes Darius Miller, who played 20 minutes and contributed 0 points. So all of this production literally came from the front court of the New Orleans Pelicans. Almost 90 points of the 131 came from the Pelicans front court. Don't expect that every single night. That's why I think this team will still miss the playoffs in the Western Conference. But very, very daunting front court. It's going to be tough for a lot of teams to guard. And we've seen that last night against Houston, especially when you have certain matchups. Houston, a smaller team, but they had trouble guarding them too. P.J. Tucker, I like him a lot, but it's hard to guard a big man, essentially, when you're either trying to guard Anthony Davis or Mirotić or even Julius Randle, who can get to the basket. You had Clint Capela, but Clint Capela only got you 8 points, only got you 8 rebounds last night. Not a great game for him. James Harden, he did have 18 points, but he did not go to the free throw line. Only a total of 4 free throws. It was a great job handling James Harden. James Harden gets most of his points at the line. If he's unable to go to the line, this is basically what you see from him. 6 of 15 shooting is a normal stat line for James Harden, but he's typically going to take 12 to 15 free throws a game, which you could pretty much count 10 of those are going to go in, which would have took him from 18 points to 28 points. So definitely not fouling James Harden was a very good move for them. Chris Paul, he had 19 points, 6 assists. They did get 21 points off of the bench from Eric Gordon. Michael Carter-Williams had 10 points coming off the bench, but really nothing there. And the surprising one, Carmelo Anthony, he ended up coming off of the bench. He did not start. He came off of the bench, played 27 minutes, though. So he played almost starter type of minutes, but he only contributed 9 points. He was minus 20 while on the court, 3 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 from the three-point line, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and then he only had 4 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, and 1 block. Carmelo Anthony definitely laid an egg, did not do a lot in that matchup, and it showed as the Rockets end up getting absolutely dominated in the game. Now, the first game that started was the Milwaukee Bucks. They ended up taking on the Charlotte Hornets. They won 113 to 112. They should have won by more. They were leading by upwards of 20 points at one point in this game. But then the Charlotte Hornets came roaring back, especially in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, it looked like they started to take control. Kemba Walker went off in this ball game. Could not really be stopped at all. He contributed 41 points. But at the end of the game, it wasn't Kemba Walker that took the last shot. It was actually second-year player Malik Monk, who had 18 points, who played very, very good in this one. And for the Hornets, they're still a team that I think has stagnated. I don't think they're a much better team, but you do have some hope. I think Malik Monk could ball. I think he's going to have a great year. Kemba Walker is always a very, very good point guard. I don't call him an elite point guard, but he's always a very, very good point guard. Jeremy Lamb, he had 10 points. I was expecting more from him, especially what we've seen from preseason. I thought he would get more than just 10 points. Hopefully in the future, he can produce a little bit more. Now, a lot of people wanted to see was Miles Bridges, the rookie. What was he going to be able to do in his rookie debut? He came off the bench. He played 15 minutes, but only took one shot, got to the free throw line once, made one free throw. He had 1 point, one assist. So we definitely hope we could get more out of him. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, he is now playing at a reserve role coming off of the bench. He contributed 10 points in that one. But for Milwaukee, it was all about Giannis. Giannis did absolutely everything, but the whole starting lineup also held their own. Chris Middleton had 19 points. Brooke Lopez, the new addition to that lineup, he had 14. Eric Bledsoe had 17 and 3. And then Brogdon, he had 10 points. Elias Silva off the bench, he had 13 as well. Giannis, 25 points, 18 rebounds, 8 assists. He also had 8 turnovers, so you hope that could get cut down a little bit. Giannis did attempt 3 threes, did not make one. But he was 7-12 from the free throw line. His free throws and that new form that he was able to develop over the summer, it looks a lot better. It looked like his free throws are going to go in more regularly. He's not going to be an elite free throw shooter, but he looks decent and he looked good last night as well. And that's how come they end up coming out with a 1-point victory against the Charlotte Hornets. Of course, you don't want a team to allow somebody to come back, but it was still a very solid performance. Now, the Detroit Pistons end up defeating the Brooklyn Nets 103-100. Really no huge takeaways, nothing that we didn't see. Caris LeVert, he did lead the way, though, for Brooklyn with 27 points. Spencer Dinwiddie, he's going to keep pushing D'Angelo Russell. He played more minutes than D'Angelo Russell, had 23 points. And if you're going to watch something from Brooklyn, it's going to figure out how they're going to handle Spencer Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell can't become a free agent in the summer. Spencer Dinwiddie kind of been outperforming him. Even going back since last year, he's been playing more consistent than D'Angelo Russell. So that's going to be very, very interesting to watch. D'Angelo Russell had 8 points, 5 assists. He was -9 on the court. Dinwiddie had 23 points, 6 assists. He was +6. While on the court. So like I said, definitely going to be something to watch. As for the Detroit Pistons, similar, very, very similar to the New Orleans Pelicans. It's all about that front court. And between Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. Griffin, 26 points, 8 rebounds. Andre Drummond had 24 points, 20 rebounds. And he made a 3-point shot. It's awkward seeing Andre Drummond out there shooting threes, but he made a 3-pointer last night. So it was kind of interesting to see. A lot of these big men are trying to expand their range, trying to get out there and shoot some threes. He did that last night. He was 1-for-3 from the 3-point line. Still awkward to see, but it's really the front court that's holding it down for the Detroit Pistons. Reggie Jackson, he did contribute 19, but other than that, really nothing else at all from anybody in the backcourt. Kennard only had 7 points yesterday. Really nothing else there. But the front court is going to hold it down for the Detroit Pistons, and that's why they will stay in a lot of games. In the game that ended up being a blowout, you had the Indiana Pacers defeating the Memphis Grizzlies 111-83. A lot of people have seen this coming. The Indiana Pacers, one of the best teams overall in the Eastern Conference. The Memphis Grizzlies, they're a mess at this point. Jaren Jackson, the rookie, though, for Memphis, he did come off of the bench. He had 10 points. 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Not a bad showing at all. Played 25 minutes. I do think it's just a matter of time before he takes over as the starter in Memphis. Mike Conley, he struggled shooting, to say the least. 3 of 11, had 11 points. Marcus Gasol, he had an okay game, but he still struggled shooting, only making 2 field goals, had 13 points, 6 rebounds, but really nothing from Memphis. They look absolutely terrible as a team. The Indiana Pacers, they did the thing. Victor Oladipo had 16. Bogdanovich had 19. Miles Turner just signed the new contract extension. How will he perform? Well, he had 8-8. People are still going to be questioning everything Miles Turner does this season because of that contract extension that's going to pay him an annual salary of about $20 million per season. So with that said, people want to see an uptick in his production. He's a guy who a lot of people believe have a lot of potential. I feel like he has a lot of potential, but you want him to kind of start becoming an 18 points per game score. 8 points, definitely not going to cut it for the Pacers, but they did get the victory. Regardless, another game that I called yesterday correctly, the Orlando Magic defeated the Miami Heat 104-101. For Orlando, it's all about getting Aaron Gordon involved. Aaron Gordon is the guy they paid over the summer. He needs to step up. He had 26 points, 16 rebounds. He did just that last night. Evan Fournier had 13 points. DJ Augustine had 11. Vucevic started at center. He played 28 minutes, had 12 points, 8 rebounds. Mo Bamba, the rookie, played 25 minutes, so just 3 minutes less, had 13 points, 7 rebounds in this one. And the plus-minus was a huge factor right there. Yes, it was an old Mo Bamba. When he came into the game, they went on that huge run. But he had plus-minus of 13. Vucevic had minus 17 for his plus-minus. So you don't really want to see that too much for the Miami Heat. Josh Richardson, looking for a breakout year this year. He got off to a great start. Had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Goran Dragic, still probably the best player out of all the starters, had 26 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists last night. Bam Adebayo, coming off of the bench, played 22 minutes. He had 9-8. Hassan Whiteside, still the starter, played 34 minutes, had 12-18. We know he's going to grab you rebounds. He did just that last night. Dwayne Wade, his first game, he had 9 points in 26 minutes, had 11 rebounds. Of course, he came off of the bench as well. But a lot of attention going to be on Dwayne Wade, how he performs his final season. The New York Knicks, though, they came away with a very convincing 126-107 win against the Atlanta Hawks, who we know just simply not that great of a team. Trae Young, he did get the start for Atlanta, though. He played 33 minutes, 14 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 1-5 from the 3-point line, 5-14. He's still been struggling with the shot. Ever since Summer League, he's been struggling with his shot. Vince Carter, though, he started the game and gave you 12 points. Prince, he had 21 points for you. A lot of guys getting you just under double figures. You had 7 for Spellman, 9 from Portress. Plumlee had 7. Jeremy Lin had 8. But the team overall just not that good of a team. The New York Knicks, 31 points from Tim Hardaway. Now, the main story was Kevin Knox. We thought he was going to start. He did not start. He came off the bench, the rookie from Kentucky. He had 10 points, 4-16 shooting. But Alonzo Trier, he looked very, very good in preseason. It seemed like he came out of nowhere. The undrafted rookie, he had 15 points last night. I know they like to go a lot of ISO with him in the game, and he went a lot of ISO last night, played very, very good. And looked like he could potentially steal some of that rookie steam from Kevin Knox. He could start to take over when it comes to people talking about him in the future. So watch out for Trier. I like him. ISO player. He's not going to do a lot else for you. He's mainly just points. But he had 15 last night in 26 minutes. Actually played more minutes than Kevin Knox. Mitchell Robinson, the guy who I also like, he's a rookie. Only played 1 minute, had 2 points, and that was it. So he has to eventually try to crack into that lineup, but I like him overall as a talent. Another game, you had the Toronto Raptors defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-104. And Cleveland, they're just not that great of a team without LeBron James. And everybody did what you expected them to do. Kevin Love, he had 21-7. Tristan Thompson got the start. He had 13 rebounds, only 3 points. Chetty Osman, 17-10-4. He's the one replacing LeBron James in that system. George Hill had 15, one of his better games. I don't think he's going to have a good year at all. He hasn't been looking good, but he did have 15 points and 7 assists last night. Rodney Hood, this is a prove it year for him. He had 12 points last season. They're coming off of the bench. The rookie Colin Sexton struggled with the shot. It's his first game. You definitely expect that. I like the motor that he plays with, though. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 0 assists, 2-for-7 shooting from the field. Jordan Clarkson did contribute 15 points, which is definitely a good sign as well. But overall, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they look like a lower-level team in that Eastern Conference. I don't see them making the playoffs. For Toronto, though, it was the debut of Kawhi Leonard. And how did he do? Well, he played 37 minutes, had 24 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists. But watching the game and just seeing him out there was definitely a good sign. He did a lot of things that was not in the stat sheet. Struggled with the shot a little bit. But it looked like he's still getting accustomed to just playing with his teammates. I think Kawhi Leonard is going to be an upgrade over DeMar DeRozan once he gets everything figured out with that system and he becomes 100% comfortable. I think it was a good pickup. Kawhi, he looked good. Like I said, you could tell some hesitancy. You could tell he's not 100% comfortable, but he looked good nonetheless. I think Danny Green is another underrated pickup. A lot of people aren't going to talk about him. He had 11 points, not down 3 threes, but he's going to defend for you and he's going to shoot. Basically all you need out of him, and that's what he's going to do consistently for you. Looking at the Timberwolves, they end up losing 108-112 to the San Antonio Spurs. The main storyline in this one was, how is Jimmy Butler going to fare with his new team? And how is DeMar DeRozan going to look with his new team? Well, looking at Jimmy Butler, he led the way at 23 points, played 32 minutes, 9 of 23 shooting. Teague, he had 27 points. Andrew Wiggins looked aggressive. He got his points at 20 points, 6 rebounds. I was impressed with Andrew Wiggins. Now, somebody who I was not impressed at all was Karl-Anthony Towns. Only played 22 minutes, 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists on 2-for-6 shooting. Now, I don't know what is going on with Karl-Anthony Towns, but he absolutely disappeared in the playoffs last season, and he disappeared on opening night for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are going to need Karl-Anthony Towns. And they're going to need him to look like the Karl-Anthony Towns we've seen his rookie and his sophomore years in the NBA. He is not looking like that player at all. Jimmy Butler, a lot of his shots were coming short. And just from observing the game, it looked like he could get in better shape. And I think that was going to come just from playing games, getting his legs back under him. Remember, he's only been back with the team for a week. So I think a lot of those shots that fell short are going to fall at some point for Jimmy Butler. Derrick Rose, we know he's going to get a lot of minutes. Tom Thibodeau is a huge fan of Derrick Rose. He played 31 minutes. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists for you last night on 3 of 12 shooting. I do expect his shooting percentage to go up a little bit higher. Derrick Rose is going to be a player who's going to get his time in the game. And he's going to look decent for you. I think he'll eventually end up finishing the year averaging about 15 points per game. Now for the Spurs, DeMar DeRozan, he struggled with his shot a little bit, did knock down the 3, had 28 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Definitely going to be the go-to scorer, but him and LaMarcus Aldridge, I like that dynamic. I like the way they look. Even Rudy Gay. I like the Spurs in general. It's going to be interesting to see how they played at point guard without DeJounte Murray. They played Forbes, who was more of a shooting guard instead of a point guard. So went with that off-ball system. Patty Mills did end up coming off the bench. He did play 30 minutes in that traditional point guard role. Pau Gasol played 23 minutes for you last night. But overall, DeMar DeRozan, he's going to be very, very good. Pop is going to find ways to get him the ball, especially for his mid-range game, and get him to the basket. That's what DeMar DeRozan specializes in. That's what he's going to perform well in. Have no issues with the Spurs. And I still think, even losing DeJounte Murray, the Spurs are going to compete to try to earn one of those playoff spots in the tough Western Conference. Now, going on to the final night games, you had the Utah Jazz. They ended up defeating the Sacramento Kings 123-117. Things looked rocky early for Utah. They were not hitting their shots. The Kings looked pretty good. However, Utah, they were able to stabilize. I think Utah, a top team, a top type team in the Western Conference. They were able to eventually play like it, and their starting lineup is absolutely scary. Ricky Rubio only had a point, 4 assists, played 22 minutes. But other than that, you had Donovan Mitchell. He came in, was 3 of 10 shooting, wasn't great, but he finished with 24 points. He had 3 rebounds. He had an assist as well. So that was definitely a good thing to see. You had Rudy Gobert with 19 points. You had Joe Ingles with 22. You had Derek Favors with 18. So a lot of players doing a lot of things from you out of that starting lineup for Utah. Even coming off the bench, Crowder had 13. Dante Exum had 13. Burks had 13. They're a deep team. And their team, with any given night, somebody can't hold it down for you. Looking at Sacramento, they are a young team and a team that a lot of players have a lot of potential. Marvin Bagley came off the bench. He had 6 points. Giles came off the bench. He had 2 points. But when you look at the starters, De'Aaron Fox, he had 21 and 7 assists. Buddy Hield, he had 19 points. You look at Willie Cauley-Stein, I like him a lot. I think nobody really talks about him as much as he should be talked about. Once again, coming out of my alma mater, Kentucky, he had 23 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He looked pretty good. But overall, you're just looking at the Sacramento Kings, and you're looking at potential and who can stick long term. That's all they're trying to do this season, to see which one of these young guys can stay and have, you know, some type of value long term. But I think they'll end up finding that out. And the last game of the day was the Denver Nuggets, 107-98 over the LA Clippers. And for the Denver Nuggets, I think they have one of the best offenses in the Western Conference. They struggled a bit, but they end up getting this stuff together in the fourth quarter. Only 15 points from Denver in quarter number 3. End up getting everything together. Jokic, who could be a dark horse to be in contention for MVP, we were looking at what he will do yesterday. He had 21-8-5. So a solid stat line. Was expecting a little bit more, but a very solid stat line. Jamal Murray, I was expecting a little bit more out of him. I think this could be a very good breakout season for him. Only has 7 points, 3 of 12 shooting. But Gary Harris looked good, adding 20. Will Barton looked good with 19. Paul Millsap looked good as well. Didn't struggle shooting, but what he did didn't show up in the box score. He did have 16 rebounds, a lot of hustle plays. And very good in his rotation on defense as well for Paul Millsap. So it doesn't show up in the box score, but he looked very good to me last night. Looking at the Clippers, Gallinari has 16. Tobias Harris is going to be the leading scorer this year. He had 19 points. Gortat only played 18 minutes, but that's fine. Marjanovic, this guy is absolutely huge. He had 18 points, 8 rebounds for you last night. So a lot of people are going to be looking at Boban. What can he do? He's 7'3". He's absolutely tall. He had a dunk literally where he was holding onto the rim and his feet were on the floor. So a player that big is definitely going to be a player that big. Now, somebody who I keep saying I'm excited about, who I think is the best point guard in this draft class, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of Kentucky. First game, he had 11 points, 4 assists, only 3 turnovers in 28 minutes playing. So he looked very good. Did not shoot a 3, but he was 5 for 6 shooting, 1-1 from the free throw line. The only flaw with him is how will he be able to finish against a lot of bigger guys in the paint. If he can finish at the paint, which he did last night, I think eventually he's going to figure things out, and he will be a very, very good point guard. I think he's the best point guard in the class. Patrick Beverley struggled shooting. You know what he's going to do defensively for you, but he had no points, 0 of 8 shooting from the field. Tonight, though, we don't have a crazy 11-game night, only 3 games tonight. Everybody's going to be watching on TNT. LeBron James is going to be making his debut in the regular season for the Los Angeles Lakers against the Portland Trail Blazers. This one is in Portland. That one comes on at 10:30 Eastern. So the last game of the day on TNT is that. The first game, though, on TNT, the Chicago Bulls against the Philadelphia 76ers, who are looking to bounce back from that loss against Boston. I think they do so in a pretty good fashion. So I do assume Philly will end up winning this one. I think they'll win it by double-digit points. The Miami Heat take on the Washington Wizards. I think the Wizards will get this one as well. I think Washington playing a lot better as a team. And that's what we looked for, that cohesiveness, something that they have lacked in the past. If they can show out every night, don't play to the competition, the Wizards can be a problem in the Eastern Conference. I think they win this one. And then, like I said, the Lakers, Trailblazers, I'm going to give this one to L.A. I'd like the Trailblazers as a team, but I think L.A. can pull something off in their first game together. We have traditionally seen LeBron James' team struggle early in the season, but I do think they get the win in this one. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. Really no news to talk about, but that is normal. Really nobody's being traded. No rumors going around this early in the basketball season. But do expect that. And of course, if anything happens, I will update you guys either on here. But for sure, I have a video about it on the YouTube channel. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure you go ahead and do that at DLloydNBA. We're still trying to get to 30,000 subscribers. So every subscription, we definitely appreciate it. And if you'd like to stay connected, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Of course, I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow when we recap the three games and let you know how LeBron did in his debut and give you guys some of my opinions on the games going around the National Basketball Association. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.